Welcome to the Successful Farming Podcast. I'm Jody Henke. This podcast is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, providing agronomic expertise and measurable results. The soil is alive. It's a microcosm with multiple living organisms that we need to keep healthy so the crops we grow now and in the future will also be in top condition. Deanna Thomas is talking soil health and sustainability with Tom Daniel, the Director of Sustainable Ag Retail for Nutrien.
Tom, thanks so much for joining us today. First and foremost, I understand you're also a farmer in Kentucky. Kind of give us a recap and a report on, you know, how things looked for 2020 in Kentucky.
So 2020 for Kentucky, I think it's just like 2020 for everybody. It was an unusual year. We had excessive rainfall early in the season. Now we're in the fall part of the year, and we're having, I wouldn't call it excessively dry, but we're having a dry season, which is good for the harvest. But overall, we had an exceptional corn crop. We had a winter wheat crop that was damaged by some late freezes that came in the month of May that knocked us in yield pretty substantially in some places. But our corn crop was above average. Our soybean crop full season is above average. Our double crop soybeans have done quite well also. They're maybe not at the highest level we've had in the past, but they are very acceptable for double crop soybeans. So overall, I would say crop in Kentucky has been exceptional for 2020.
Well, you know, Tom, as you visit with farmers, whether they're in Kentucky or across the Midwest, everybody is looking at what we've all learned from 2020 and starting to plan for 2021. And I know one of the priorities for Nutrien is soil health. And so kind of share with me, you know, some of your tips and tricks when it comes to soil health and how soil health and sustainability work together.
Yeah, so Deanna, I guess the first thing we all need to talk about is, you know, soil health is one of those things that's kind of a broad category, and maybe we need to define it just a little bit. But for sustainability, soil health is probably the key pillar to all of it, because soil health leads to a good, healthy soil has the ability to hold water. So water holding capacity is a big play. It's the place that we sequester carbon. So, you know, more organic matter and more of our plants and putting more of our carbon sink into the soil, that is a key piece to soil health. And, of course, that is what increases the microbiology in the soil. Having all these components in the soil just creates a nice, healthy soil environment. And a healthy soil creates healthy plants, which creates more nutritious plants, which increases yield. It's all the cycle. So everything that we can do that helps in the soil health piece is positive, whether it be reduced tillage, because tillage has a tendency to hurt soil health. It breaks down the organic matter and causes us to lose carbon when we use excessive tillage, or whether it's using things like cover crops and being selective on our fertility, the way we use fertility, how we apply it, you know, and the time of year that we use it, and what impact that fertility has on soil health also. So all of those key components come into place as far as trying to improve our soil health environment.
When we come back, Deanna and Tom will address the concepts of understanding soil health and how its chemistry is so important. Stay tuned. Are you ready to maximize your operation and profitability? Nutrien Ag Solutions puts you at the forefront of agriculture and all it has to offer. From innovative online tools to the latest products to local expertise, Nutrien Ag Solutions can help you lead the field in 2021. Contact your local crop consultant or learn more at NutrienAgSolutions.com.
Tom, share with me some of the concepts that you share with your growers when it comes to understanding soil health and also working that sustainability farm plan for all of their farming operations.
Well, one of the key things on soil health is you have to have a baseline, kind of understand what you're working with, because your soil health, or your soil in general, Deanna, is your factory. So if we're farming, that's our factory. That's what we're using to produce. Make sure we have a good, solid factory to work with. So we have to do soil testing. Nutrient Ag Solutions, we have been big on soil testing for years. In fact, we currently have one of the largest and biggest soil testing labs in North America with our Waypoint analytical group. So we absolutely believe that we have to start with the soil test. And just getting the soil test doesn't mean you've got it all, because you've got to be able to interpret that soil test. And we have our crop consultants at each one of our retail locations that are trained in how to read a soil test, how to understand the different variables and the balance needed within a soil test. You know, years ago when I was growing up as a kid, my dad used to tell me, he said, you know, if you've got a little extra fertilizer in the fertilizer buggy, just go put it on that hillside over there that we never make a good crop on. So we always over-applied fertilizer in those what we called low production, poor soil areas. What we failed to recognize was that there is a chemistry to the soil. And just putting on more doesn't mean we're going to increase yields. We need to understand how that chemistry within that soil profile needs to be balanced. We need to have our micronutrients, our macronutrients, all the different components of the soil need to be in balance with each other so that we can not only maximize our crop, but we can continually increase that soil health metric so that the next generation that farms that ground will have a better resource than when we started with it at the beginning of our careers.
You know, Tom, I'm so happy that you bring up the generational shift. And, you know, you talk about farming with your dad and how you used to apply fertilizer on your farm and how that's changed. You know, I think now more than ever, we talk about sustainability. We talk about being efficient and making the most out of our budgets on the farm to protect that bottom line. And so, you know, these farmers today are able to adopt some of these recommendations you're making to protect their soil health, be sustainable, but also protect and preserve their family farm for future generations.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And look, it is about the next generation. You know, we're under a task. Nutrients go-to-market strategy every day is we have to feed this world. So that's our mantra. We got to feed this world. Well, if we're going to feed this world, we have to be able to produce more food on less acres. I mean, that's just where we are. Now, we can do that multiple different ways, but we believe the best way to do that is to improve the resource of soil, water, and air that we have so that we can leave that legacy to the next generation, because they're going to be asked, Deanna, to produce more food than we are today, right? That next generation and the generation after that, you know, this world continues to grow and we're going to have to feed a much larger world. So we're going to have to continue to increase our production on less acres every year. And without a healthy soil environment, that will not happen.
The soil is like your digestive system. When we come back, Deanna and Tom talk about that connection. Stay tuned. To lead in the field, you need leading information. Nutrien Ag Solutions can provide the insights you need to make smart agronomic and economic decisions for your operation. All of our products and services are designed to increase your profitability. For more information, contact your local crop consultant or learn more at NutrienAgSolutions.com.
Tom, as farmers begin to prepare for 2021, what advice do you have for them as they make those sustainability plans and start thinking about fertilizer?
Well, one thing I really think about, and to be honest with you, Deanne, when you use the term sustainability with a lot of growers today, a lot of the farmers I work with, you know, they view themselves as sustainable, and they are. In lots of ways, they are sustainable. So most of them are making decisions. The first thing they have to think about on the farm is economic sustainability. You know, am I doing something, or the practice I'm starting to implement, one, does it do what I want it to do? Is it doing the right thing for the farm, for the soil, for the water, for the air? And secondly, is it, or not even secondly, firstly, is it going to economically give me a return that I can economically keep my farm? You know, if we do a lot of things on the farm that we think are doing the right things, but we don't do the economic things that are important to keep the farm viable, then that next generation may not have the opportunity to farm. So we've got to be sure that we always consider return on investment on what we do. But the things I talk to growers about today a lot are the simple things. understanding that the soil is a microcosm. It's got multiple different living organisms in the soil that we have to keep healthy. I view the soil no different than I do the intestines of a human. Everybody knows about probiotics and all the things we have to do. Our health as an individual, keeping our digestive system working, well, the soil works the same way. It has microbial activity that lives within the soil that actually is the part of the soil that digests nutrition and brings it back to the plant and puts it in a form that the plant can use. So I talk to growers. I say, look, cover crops are a key component. The more crop that we have growing on that acre, the more green vegetation we keep growing 365 days a year on that acre, increases the amount of sugars, carbon, and things that are being put into the soil. Those sugars are the feedstock for all that microbial activity. So cover crops are necessary to make sure that we're getting all of the food stock that we can into the soil and keep that microbial activity growing 365 days a year. I don't want it to go dormant while I don't have a crop growing on it. I want to continue to increase my microbial activity. The more microbial activity I have, the more balanced it is, the better digestive system I'm going to have to give nutrition back to my plant.
Which is the overall goal, is nutrition.
Absolutely. Once again, what did we say earlier, Deanna? It's about we got to feed the world, right? So how do we produce? How do we gain production on that acre? And then obviously keep a return on investment back to the grower. We see cover crops. They initially may not give you the payoff you're looking for on year one, but if you are staying with it as a plan practiced over time, you'll see soybean yield gains, you'll see corn yield gains over time, and you'll see healthy soil that's much more easy to work with and manage. And lots of cases may need less inputs depending on what your production levels are. But as we increase production, sometimes we have to look at higher fertility rates too because we're actually producing more. But regardless, healthy soil is the key to the whole thing.
Tom, is there anything else that you would like to add that maybe I left out or didn't address? What I find most rewarding about visiting with you is you have taken the experiences you've learned on your own farm from multiple generations. You're working with the current generation and you're preparing it for future generations. And I think that has to be some of the most rewarding work in your career.
Oh, it absolutely is. And to me, soil health is a passion for me, Deanna. I watched my dad, and my grandfather told me this years and years ago. My grandfather told me, he said, son, if you'll take care of the soil, he said, the soil will take care of you. So, and he always told me, nobody's making more farmland, so you got to take care of what you got. So that's always been my focus, understanding that it is a limited resource. That soil is a limited resource, and we need to build it back up. It's been degraded. We've degraded our greatest resource over the years. But we, with the technologies we have available today, Deanna, we can actually make it better. We can build it back up to the balance it needs to be and make it better for that next generation. And that's my focus.
Tom, thank you so much for visiting with us today. And thank you so much for your commitment to agriculture and future generations.
Thanks to Nutrien Ag Solutions for their sponsorship. Thanks, Deanna Thomas, for hosting this podcast. And thank you for listening. For Successful Farming, I'm Jody Henke.